This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand,
Live off the record with Trivago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Call the ones, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Line, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM on this beautiful but a little chilly Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp us on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I'm seeing a story in the newspaper about FTX's the parties that are trying to settle this issue of their indebtedness having come to some settlement, right, with debtors, right? The Guardian says that the Bahamian liquidators of Bahamas-based FTX Digital Markets and FTX's U.S. debtors have reached a global settlement agreement after a month-long dispute over who has jurisdiction over FTX's assets and access to the company's data. I'm looking at this, right? I mean, this is an ongoing, probably going to be a drawn-out affair, but it like thinking about it, right? Could you remember when FTX was by none the biggest story in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, perhaps the region, perhaps the Americas? I mean, FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, and all the issues around, was just the biggest issue on planet Earth. It was like, it would swallow up everything. And today, yes, it's got a headline, but it's not on your mind too often, is it? It's not in the news too often, is it? It's not the most topical thing in the world, is it? It just goes to show you, man, this planet we living on, issues, boy, they got their day. They got their shelf life. And then we move on. But isn't that the issue? Is it still big for lots of people, you know? But for all the people who were enraptured by it while it was the thing, it's not that today. Just goes to show you, man, life moves on. Life moves on. So, The Guardian is carrying a story today written by Travis Cartwright Carroll, in which it is said that Senior Justice Deborah Frazier, the court justice looking at the matter related to Vice Chairman Richard Johnson, course, been in the news over and repeatedly about matters surrounding his participation in party affairs, his having in recent times been allegedly attacked, so forth. The Secretary General of the Free National Movement has advised the Free National Movement that the court has made an order against Mr. Johnson, and that order prohibits Mr. Johnson from attending any and all meetings of the Free National Movement until further order of the court. By court order, according to the Secretary General, Mr. Johnson is barred from attending any and all meetings of the Free National Movement. He also said that the court, I quote, has also ordered that all parties refrain from any personal attacks on each other and or any member of the Free National Movement in the press, social media platform, or on any other public platform pending the determination of the action of further order of the court. This is what has been advised. This text says, except for making factual statements to disclose the content of the orders of the court, as may be made from time to time in this action, without additional commentary, the parties are to refrain from discussing details of these proceedings publicly, pending further or final order of the court. And goes on to say, failure to comply with any of the court's above mentioned directions will result in the defaulting / breaching parties court pleadings being struck out and judgment entered accordingly, with cost being awarded to the innocent party. Boy, the judge ain't joking around if this is all true. And I have no reason to believe it's not. Says, without question, it is the FNM's intention to adhere strictly to the above mentioned orders of the court. This is what the Secretary General is saying. We therefore admonish all FNM officers, council members, and its general membership to likewise govern themselves accordingly. And said this order was delivered yesterday. You'll recall that Richard Johnson, sued the FNM leader Michael Pintard and Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands after the party members voted to suspend him from all further or future meetings of the Central Council last October. And then, of course, you know what happened at the Central Council meeting the other day. And, of course, the context of all of this is that following upon the alleged attack on Mr. Johnson, there was a suggestion by him that this attack was something which was orchestrated by party's leadership. And so they took some action, the leadership, given the accusations made, and the court ruled as it did, as we are being told by the Secretary General. I don't have that order. I don't hear anybody dispute that order. But this is what we are being advised. You know, any number of lawyers that I have listened to and heard have said and indicated that to the extent that you can settle a matter outside of court, you should settle a matter outside of court. Because when you go in court, you never know what is going to happen, whether it's trial by jury or trial by judge. You are in their hands and you never know. But while you are negotiating, trying to settle a matter outside of court, you and at least you and the partner, you and the other side, have matters in your hands. You are the only parties then that get to determine the outcome. So it seems, at least for a time, that Mr. Johnson will be suspended from attending meetings of the Free National Movement, and then others, all others, are asked to keep their mouth shut in respect to these matters unless they are speaking to factual matters in relation to the proceedings and to give information there. Well, maybe that'll quiet things down for a little bit. For a little bit, knowing politics as I know it. You know when you are, you know when you put water in a balloon and you then try to squeeze the balloon into a particular shape, the balloon finds its way through any opening you have in your fingers. That's how politics is. That's how folk can be when they are in politics. Notwithstanding boundaries placed upon them, they find ways to contort themselves and do whatever they could do to get around the boundaries in order to have their way, because lots of souls in politics are determined souls. Determined. If they are interested, if they hate you and you are on their radar, they try to find a way. If they love you and you are on their radar and they want to try and support you, they try to find a way. Remember, take for instance the United States of America, right? They have campaign finance laws. But how do you think all these campaigns get financed to the tune of billions and billions of dollars? Not millions, billions of dollars. How do you think that? How do you think that happens? People find ways. People find ways. Politics are very highly motivational thing for many, because while you and I think it's only about being right or being wrong, or only about having my policy way or your policy way, for some people, politics like is tied to their identity as a person. Like nothing else on planet Earth will give them this sense of importance. Do you hear me? They will not feel that way from their family. They will not feel that way from their jobs. They will not feel that way from their belongingship to a church. This is the only thing on planet Earth that makes them feel like they are people of substance. Mind you, while they should be able to derive that from their mere personage, from them, the mere fact that they are one of God's creation and that they are on planet Earth and have the capacity to be highly influential, even in, if only in their narrow circles. No, that politics gives them this elevated sense of self. I'm a big, big man. I'm a big, big woman man. I'm a kingmaker. You're not a kingmaker. I'm a king or queenmaker. I shape things around here. People listen to me around yeah. And so their egos get tied to their place in politics. Man, you know, I could pick up the phone and call the prime minister. You know, I could pick up the phone and call the boss. You know, I could pick up the phone and call the leader. You know, I am a big, big man, big, big woman. And people tie, there are people who tie their egos to that. I was traveling by airplane. Bahamas there. I shall not call a name, but I was traveling by Bahamas there. I was cabinet minister at the time, and so was this person about whom I will speak. And you know, I took my seat in the place. This person, when they got on the airplane, gestured to the flight attendant, contorted their body in such a way as to say, please remove my jacket and allow me to sit down. I had never seen any such thing on planet Earth. I traveled Prime Minister Gomel Baum before. He gets on an airplane. If he feels like taking off his jacket, he takes his jacket off. And he had AIDS. I mean, he had people who police aid. Tell her just flex himself and like, help me out here. That's not politics. That's what politics could do to people. That's what they could do to you. You're a big, big man, big, big woman now. So your ego gets tied in. So some people take it. So because it becomes almost like a value existential reality for them, it is a serious, serious matter. And then there are people whose economic fortunes, whose livelihood, whose place in life financially is tied to their political alignments and allegiances. And you think they're just fighting for, they're just fighting because they love the PLP, they love the FNM, they love the DNA. You think that's what it is? Not please. They're fighting to feed. They are fighting to keep the waters flowing or to make the waters flow because their financial and economic realities ebb and flow with who is in power. That's the nature of their life and business. They fight hard for that. And they're those whose ideology is tied to whatever political party that they are about. This is not about money. It's not about ego. They are believers in the cause of the FNM. They are believers in the cause of the PLP. They are believers in the cause of the DNA, the COI, or whatever else they are involved with. They are believers, true and genuine believers. I know some of them. Okay, I may tell you, me, I am one of them. That's the truth. I don't rely on politics for any self-esteem. I don't rely upon it for any financial gain. Politics for me is about who I believe in, what I believe in, and how I believe in that. It's reality. And it has been that way for me from I started paying attention to politics when I was a young man of 16 years old. So it's been for me. 16 years old. Participating regularly with the likes of Adarin Cash. And then, now Magistrate Justice Joanne Ferguson. Right. Because back then, and maybe while in university, we would ponder the great and eternal issues of this country, concern ourselves with it. But there are lots of different personalities around politics. So if you I think most of you all know this by now. There are a lot of the activities around politics is not pure. It is not. It is not noble. It is not authentic nor sincere. A lot of it is nothing but shallow, ego-driven nonsense. And you know what it leads to? Not all of it, but those, that part of it, that kind of it, leads to all these personal attacks on people's life, family, and nonsense, all kind of nonsense. I mean, can you imagine a person taken to a video to cuss out, to threaten somebody else and doing it in the name of politics, which is about the science of governing the country for law and order's sake? Can you imagine that kind of person? Seriously? Think about it for a moment. Politics, in its purest form, is about ordering the society so that we could live at peace and as one in the society, pursuing our noble objectives together and individually. That's the whole essence of it. Can I tell you again? The essence of politics is to create the kind of governance that first creates peace in the society, then seeks to ensure justice and fairness in the society, peace being the absence of conflict, yea, even the repudiation of conflict. And then
fairness and justice, and then the freedom to choose who will govern. And there are people who say they are about who will get on a public media, and also threaten somebody else in politics.
You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll up if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Fidelity Can On this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account and you could win. Try our call them now, yeah? 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, please feel free to call us on any of the following numbers, 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So remember, I told y'all. By the way, you know, I'm happy that the parties to the FNM dispute decided to go to court to settle their matter. That's always the best way, best thing to do if you can't do it outside the court, you know, rather than it getting to something else. But remember I told y'all before Christmas we were going to see which MP was on the naughty or which one was on the nice list for Santa this year. So now here's the thing. I don't know whether or not you know how well or not well MPs have done so far this year. You know, between last Christmas and this Christmas, I don't know, but maybe you do because these MPs are in your area. So in case you don't remember, I'm going to remind you and you can tell us where do you think they should be on the naughty or the nice list. Now, I'm going to find out some of y'all might still be shopping. Dwight, These people might still be shopping. And you tell me we could take a break on Friday. Anyway, those of you who are listening, you could tell me. Now, I am not going to read these names in any particular order. I am only going to read them as they appear on the Government of the Bahamas website, official website, govnet.bs, just how they have them. It's just how they have them. That's just how I'm going to give you them. That's just as I did the other day. So let's see which MP should sign a visit this year, because they were on the nice list, which ones were on the naughty list. You can tell me, please. The first one they have on the website is Philip Edward Davis, our Prime Minister and the Member of Parliament for Carolina. Now remember, this is not them in their capacities as Prime Minister, Cabinet Ministers. That's another day. We're talking about them as members of Parliament. How was Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis on Sanders naughty or nice list? Maybe somebody from Chatter Island listening in, and they could tell us. It's a great show as usual. Too much flying naughty list. So the PM, you put the PM on Santa naughty list for too much flying. Anybody else? Don't tell me I don't give you a chance to fix it now. Anybody else? Is he on anybody's nice list? One person says the PM is on Santa's naughty list for too much flying. Anybody else? First of all, right, I could not put it. Well, let me do this. Let me wait for you. Anybody else? No? All right. I can't have too much empty space. So since you're all busy shopping and spending up that money, so that person says PM Davis should go on the naughty list for too much flying. Now, here is why I couldn't put the PM on a naughty list, because as a member of parliament, your job is in the House of Assembly for the most part, right? Says, hi, my friend, what are we measuring? How much harm and turkey they recently gave? Which roads they fixed? Better water flow and color in your area? Better garbage pickup? Improved schools in the constituency? Anything you want to measure, but if I comment before, it might be a problem. So I was giving you all the chance. Any way in which you measure a member of parliament's performance is whether you get to determine whether they are on the naughty list or not, right? So I could prescribe some measurements, as I will do later on, but I prefer not to, but I can't have too much empty space. And so since ain't nobody answering, you can make me have to fill in the space, right? So here's what I was going to say. A member parliament's performance is, first of all, primarily in relation to his or her participation in the House of Assembly. Not only are they active participants in the debates, but are they effective participants in debates? Do they show up as knowledgeable about the bills? And do they make commentary about the bills that help enlighten, help inform, and help advance the debate, and so forth and so forth? So that's the first thing. Are they present regularly? And when they are present, do they participate? And when they participate, are they effective? That's the bulk of the job. Now, the rest of the job, are they good advocates for their constituency, the things and the needs of their constituency? Are they speaking to national issues and all that kind of stuff? Those are other things. So on that basis, I cannot put the Prime Minister on a naughty list. I cannot. He has to go on a nice list, because there's no question he shows up. He's active. Is he effective? I have to think so, because I listen to him when he speaks and listen to him when he debates, and he is primarily in that space effective. Now, I could question some other times in which he may make comments and stuff like that. But generally speaking, I can't put him on the naughty list. I can't. But you could. You, that's your job. You're, I mean, I'm just telling you my... So, Prime Minister, anybody else? So he got one nice and one naughty. One naughty from somebody who texted and one nice from me. That's it. All right? If you want to come back to him, that's fine. How about Ricardo Keith Bell? Member of Parliament for Carmichael. Member of Parliament for Carmichael, naughty or nice? I'm going to put him on the naughty or nice list. Anybody? Anybody? Text says naughty. So he goes, Bell. Say Bell is on the naughty list, says that text. So why though? Well, this text says he's on the very naughty list. But why though? Why? Why? This, as a member of parliament, is he on the very naughty, naughty list? Why? Why? Okay? Why? Not judging him as a as a cabinet minister, judging him as a, yeah, see, but you said giving out citizenship. That's him. That's him as a, see, this is one of the things when I was deciding to do this, this is one of the things that I hoped would happen. But you are assessing him as a cabinet minister, not as a member of parliament. A member of parliament is somebody who represents their constituency in the House of Assembly. A cabinet minister is somebody who holds a portfolio or operates within a portfolio for the government of the Bahamas, for the government of the Bahamas. So that's two different things. Okay, so if you're giving him a naughty for giving up citizenship, then I can't support you on that one because that's not it. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Lang, how you doing, sir?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all them good things.
Stand to you,
I haven't heard you call my member of parliament as yet.
Man, I just started. We just going down the list. I just started. We just,
but you should have started with her first. She's the speaker. She's in charge of the parliament.
Yeah, but you can't tell me how to start when I get
I'm sorry, sir.
Listen, I going down the list that the government give me on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, this
but
this
I want to comment on my member of parliament, Miss Patricia DeVoe.
Who's that?
Miss Patricia DeVoe, the speaker.
Yes, the speaker, yeah.
Ma, listen to me. I missed it. I was in the hospital. I came out a day too late. She had a Brigham Bram Bram on Monday in Kennedy, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, they had people from all walks of life, I understand, being into Kennedy. On Monday.
So you give her a ball. Nice, you giving she makes on a nice list?
Extra nice.
Okay, extra.
Extra nice. She and not only just for this Christmas, she was there for the last 2 years. Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, Father, she do something.
Okay. All
she,
right,
she,
I got
she's
you,
doing
girl.
Well. I looking for two straight with her.
Okay, so she.
I'm looking at her
as
being the next Clarence Hannah Martin when it comes to womanship in Parliament.
I got you, bro. So she's on the extra nice list.
Extra nice, and I challenge anybody on national radio, anybody, to speak differently and I listen to hear what they have to say.
Right now, and as long as they bear in mind, you are talking about her as a member of Parliament.
Yes,
you're not talking
yes,
about
sir.
Her
yes, sir.
As no speaker.
Taking care of a Parliament. Taking care of her people, doing things that a member of parliament should do, that is what she's doing.
Okay, my brother. I appreciate
now,
it.
Now, the only thing about it is when you're a speaker, you have to be neutral. See, that's the only thing I don't like about that speakership. But as a member of parliament, she's doing excellent.
I was just going to mention that she has to be given special exemption in terms of member of parliament representation in the House of Assembly because she doesn't get to participate in debates with any kind of frequency and so forth, and so she doesn't get judged. It's hard to judge her on that basis.
With you being a former member of parliament, former cabinet minister, senior cabinet minister at a young age, do you think the speaker should be a member of parliament?
Always has to be, because it's like anything else. It's like if you go on a board of directors, there has to be a chairman and the chairperson. And the chairperson has to be one of the directors.
Okay, then. Okay, because it's unfair sometimes to the speaker, especially when it's trying to contribute to things in parliament. They don't have a voice. They don't have a voice.
No. A speaker can decide to speak on a matter. It's just not ordinary. But a speaker can decide, to say to the House, I wish to speak on this bill. And speakers have done so. And speakers have done so.
I tell you in closing, sir, let me just speak of one next good speaker that I knew growing up.
Mm.
Sir Clifford Darling.
Okay.
If you see Sir Clifford Darling send you to a cabinet minister, say, go see that cabinet minister, you sure you straight. Now he was a speaker.
You know why?
Mm.
Because Sir Lyndon understood, and so did Mr. Ingram, they understood a basic tenet of speakership. Because the speaker is unable to participate fully in the debates as all other members are, it was a requirement of the government to take care of the speaker's constituency.
That's how it's supposed to be. The speaker shouldn't be jumping up and down on the radio worrying, but who coming to fix this road for them?
That is true.
Ben, the minute the minister of work see that, they should jump on the speaker's side to try and help the speaker because of the position the speaker is put in.
That is correct.
You know, but I'm going to continue listening, man. And when your show ends?
4 o'clock.
No, I'm talking about, you have a next show tomorrow, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you back up tomorrow, but I'm going to continue listening.
Okay, my brother. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right, man. This text says, Mr. Lang, some of us don't comprehend well now. You explained Bell on a Santa nice list. Okay, so you switch Bell to nice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue. Which members of parliament are on the nice or naughty list of Santa? We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund. Designed for long-term financial security, this diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We are talking about the MPs and whether they go on Santa's naughty or nice list. We've gotten to Prime Minister Davis, who got one nice and one naughty.
for flying up and down, but I discounted that naughty because flying up and down is Prime Minister's job, and that's not him as MP, that's him as Prime Minister. So he got a, Prime Minister's got nice. Keith Bell has got nice. We have somebody who says, sorry, Keith Bell is now on the nice list. I had just joined and only heard a part of the criteria. Okay, so there you go. So Keith Bell is on the nice. Patricia DeVoe, who's the speaker and the member of parliament, we didn't get to yet, but she's gotten a nice. So how about Mario Keith Boleg, from Garden Hills? How about Mario Keith Boleg? Now, he's the Minister of Youth, but you know, we're not talking about him as a Minister of Youth. We're talking about him as a Member of Parliament. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, good afternoon, man.
This is your good buddy, Sparky the Bucket Mud Master from Pride Estate.
Hey, what's up?
From Pride Estate. Now, you know, I know sometimes I agitate you and you get a little as mad as me, but anyway. It's the Yule time season. I hope your family's doing well.
I appreciate it, man.
But I live in Pride Estate, which is a part of Garden Hills.
Okay.
And also Boise in town.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I could tell you from the people, most of the neighbors of mine in Pride Estate.
Mm-hmm.
Before the last general election, We wait our butts off to get Mr. Mario Boleg elected. I don't know that nobody ever asked him for anything. I never asked him for anything other than to help me with the design for the park and try to state that I wanted to refurbish and make it and plant a lot of fruit trees and things rather than ficus and a lot of bush.
He got a naughty or nice. He has a naughty or nice.
To me, I have not seen him or heard from him. He's never answered no text, answered no phone calls, answered no voice notes.
So he's on the naughty list?
Hello?
He's on the naughty list?
To me, my neighbors around me in Pratt State tell me they don't want to see him around here shaking on their gate, knocking on their doors.
Okay.
But hold on, Mr. Batman, right before I go. We have seen him in House of Parliament banging on the table. We have seen him to all the Dogon functions and everything, dressed up, him and his wife and everything, having a good time. I think he's doing a good thing in his ministry, youth, sports, and culture. But I think he's doing a very bad thing in dealing with his constituents.
All right, I got you, man. Thank you, that's clear. Thank you, appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Do you have another call on the line? No? Okay. Well, Mr. Boleg, so far somebody, Sparky said you don't get a nice, you get a naughty. Mrs. Pia Roll is on the nice list. I'm an FNM and she's doing a wonderful job so far. All right. So Pia Roll, we didn't get to her yet, but she has a nice. Y'all can get ahead of me, no problems. So she gets a nice. All right. We have some other text here coming in. Lots of text coming in. Okay, let's see what the text says. This is Mr. Lang. This was yesterday. Oh, yesterday. Why are they coming in today, though? Says Shivago, this guy got out of action by the justice is anti-democratic. It's like a banana republic judicial action. Also, it's not a good look optics-wise for the FNM. It makes the FNM look petty and vindictive. Okay. It's Texas. I live in Golden Isles, and I have not even seen my MP or any representative since 2021. So definitely he gets a cold. He gets a cold. So that's Golden Isles is that Vaughn Miller? Golden Isles? Because you didn't say. I mean, see, I don't really know these, all of these off my head. So let me see. Golden Isles. I think it's Vaughn Miller. Is it Golden Isles? Man, you gotta tell me who your MP is, because I ain't even see. I don't see no Golden Isles, yeah. Not yet. Let me see. I see Golding. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Vaughn Miller. That's what I said. Vaughn Miller, yeah. So Vaughn Miller gets a naughty. His Texas was lying. Mr. Adrian White is naughty. Adrian White. So Adrian White. Adrian White gets a naughty. Says, not one Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day card, no ham, no turkey for the seniors. Say, absolutely nothing. He obviously thinks only his F&M supporters would like to receive an appreciation from him. So what are you saying? What are you saying? You're saying he gives stuff out, but you're not getting any because you're not one of his supporters? Because you just give yourself away just now, right? Because you're saying absolutely nothing. He obviously thinks only his F&M supporters. That means that you don't count yourself as one of them, because if he's giving appreciation to his F&M supporters, you would have gotten something. So you're saying you're not one of them. Man, somebody, but anyway, I take your naughty, but you give some away to start. Say the PM is naughty for keeping PLP favorites. Keeping PLP favorites? Say, hi, Mr. Lying Brave on the naughty list. Yeah, that, why though? Why? I mean, I put it down, but why? Why? You ain't saying why. Say, Zhivago, the wording of your question automatically elicits a negative response. It's really? Human beings are inherently negative, critical. It takes effort to be positive. No, I don't agree with that at all. That's nonsense. Nonsense. If you have a binary choice, good or bad, evil. So if I said to you, is God good or evil? You think that human beings' natural tendency is to say God is evil? Man, nonsense. And then the devil is good? No. Try again. So my MP is Dr. Michael Dava, very impressed with his performance so far. He is serious about his role, both in the constituency and in his ministry. He is not perfect, but he definitely puts forth the effort, and that I can respect. As it is still early in this administration, I would give him a B+ just to allow room for improvement as it stands. Now I see him varying there for the next term. Okay, so Mr. Dr. Dava gets a nice. And Dr. Dava is in which constituency? You're living in, let me go down my list. Oh, I got to go now. Search. Which constituency is he in now, Dr. Dava? You know, Doc used to be in Pine Ridge in Grand Bahama. And then he came and ran in Nassau and won. And so we have to see. Freeport and them other islands, we ain't hearing from you. Also, Doc is in Tall Pines. Doc is in Tall Pines, okay? All right. Says, so this says, well, lying ego on both sides. This is why Bahamians vote them out. And when they get voted out, they hide and cry for you. For really? You think that's what they do? Say, lying something is naughty. He only catered to the folks in Yellow Elder. He's will get beat next time. So who's that? Who's that, Chris? I don't understand. I don't, your text isn't too clear. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break for news. And then when we come back, we will continue going down the list of members of parliament and see who you put on the naughty list, who you put on the not so nice list, the nice and then on the not so nice list. All right, we'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful, however chilly, Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. Or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us in the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422 4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3003. You'll know that it's shaping up so far that most of these members of parliament are getting nice, you know, and that's great. We have a call on the hold. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey,
my
yes,
representative, my representative in Golden Gate 2 is the best representative of all of them.
Okay, so that's Pia Glover. Rule.
That's her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
the
so she's got
a woman in there.
Okay.
I give her an A plus.
You know when they had the opening of Parliament, T and Leslie Bryce, like they got the most thunderous applause. That's what I observed. All right, thank you. Thank you for calling. This text says, Ginger Moxie, very naughty. That's Pine Ridge in Grand Bahama. So she gets a naughty from that person. This text says, Glennis Hannah Martin gets a nice from this person. Pia Glover gets another nice. Jobeth Colby Davis. Jobeth Colby Davis gets a nice. Jobeth Colby is Elizabeth. Leslie Miller Bryce. Leslie gets a nice. Ginger Moxie gets a nice. So she gets one naughty and one nice. Michael Pintard, he's in Marco City, gets a nice. Adrian White, who got a naughty earlier, gets a nice from this person. Chester Cooper, who is in Exuma, he gets a nice. Jumbo Campbell. Jumbo Campbell, who is in... Because y'all ain't telling me the constituency and I want people to know. Jumbo Campbell gets a nice, and he is Centerville. He's Centerville, so that's the historic district of One Perry Gladstone Christie. And Dr. Davil, who got a nice earlier, Dr. Davil gets a naughty from this person. Said he's a bull skater. So Wayne Monroe, first we're hearing him. Wayne Monroe's constituency is is Freetown. He gets a naughty from that person. All right. We could go down. Yeah, say Dr. Dowell was in Tall Pines. Say Zane Lightborn, who's in Yamacore, is on the naughty list. So Zane Lightborn gets a naughty. I've never seen him in the Winton and Twynham area since he won. Naughtiest. The holes are taking over Yamacore Road. All right, so you got a C of MP for them to get a nice A. Say Pia and Leslie looked the best. Say they looked the best, but I don't know, but looked the best, but they certainly got a lot of applause. I can tell you that. That's what I saw. I don't recall what they were wearing per se, but all right. So let's go. Let's go down the list. How about so we already got Chester. We got some from Chester, so if you're gonna put another one for Chester, Chester got a nice. Dr. Davil, Pia Glover, Glennis Anna Martin. How about Miles LaRota? Miles LaRota is in Pinewood. Is he on the naughty or nice list? Miles LaRota. How about Miles LaRota? Anybody? Okay, we don't get nothing from Miles LaRota. Miles LaRota. We heard Zane Lightburn. We got some from him already. Basil Walton McIntosh, Mayaguana, Inaga, Cricket Island, Atkins, and Long Key. Mikal, anybody? Anybody? For Mikal, Mr. McIntosh, don't register. Golden Isles, Juan Miller got a naughty so far. We didn't see anything else for him. Albert Fox Hill, Fred Mitchell, the member of parliament for Fox Hill. Nobody? No naughty, no nice? I could comment on him because, you know, I mean, he's very active in the House of Assembly. Very active. And very active in his constituency, quite frankly. Oh, somebody sent me, there's Leah and them. Yeah, they were doll up. They were doll up. What about Fred Mitchell? I'd have to give Fred Mitchell a nice, really, honestly, because he's very active in it, both in his constituency and somebody else gives him a nice, right? Very active in his constituency, very active in the parliament. I mean, right? Whether he's a minister or a member of parliament, Fred Mitchell is an active debater. He don't joke around. Whether you agree with him or disagree with him. All right. So how about we got Ginger Moxie. Somebody put in Ginger Moxie. She got one naughty. Anybody for nice? Well, she got a nice and a naughty. So Ginger got a nice and a naughty so far. How about Alfred Sayers? Say, but he don't know what to say on WhatsApp. So Fred get a nice from that person, but the person say Fred Mitchell doesn't know what to say on WhatsApp. How about Alfred Sayers? Does he get a naughty or nice as a member of parliament? You know, I know that Alfred participates in debates. I know that he participates in debates. He's not as active as I knew him from past iterations, for sure. But I know that he does participate in debates. I don't know what is happening on the ground in terms of his constituency, but certainly as a participant in the House of Assembly, I mean, I would put him on the marginal nice list, you know. But he, you know, but you tell me. Well, he ain't telling me nothing. I don't know. You're busy shopping. Like you telling Dwight these people shopping. How about Clay Sweeting in Eleuthera? Naughty or nice? Listen, members of Parliament, boy, if you all even here registering, you know, you got to register, man. No, nothing for Clay. It's too early for Mr. Smith, Kingsley Smith in Bimini, right? Too early. We already heard about Jomo. We heard some people with something about Jomo. How about Lisa Ramming for Marathon? Lisa Ramming. Anybody for Lisa Ramming? Lisa Ramming, Marathon. Nice, naughty, nothing. Nothing. So if I don't put a comment for you, it's nothing so far. I guess they say no news is good news too. Patricia DeVoe, she got some nice down there in Bamboo Town. How about Leonard Lightburn for North Andres and the Berry Island? Anything? Say Clay Sweeten is very nice list. Pinda and Abaco, nice list. Okay, so Clay Sweeting gets a nice. And Pinda. So Pinda is South Abaco. Pinda is John Pinda. Yeah, that's Central and South Abaco. And he gets a nice. So the two Abaconians get nice so far. Nothing for Leonard Lightburn in North Andres. How about Leon Lundy, Mangrove Keys in South Andres? Anybody? Lundy? Do you all even know who that is? No? All right, nothing yet so far. We just heard from John Pinder. We just heard about John Pinder the second he got a nice. How about Bacchus role in South Beach? Bacchus role in South Beach. South Beach is supposed to be a pretty active constituency, man. So what's happening in South Beach? Anybody? Lord of mercy. I have to tell y'all, I couldn't comment. I couldn't comment on some of these folks. I don't know that I've ever seen them participate in the parliament. That doesn't mean they did not. But I have not, so I don't know. I don't know. How about Nassau Village, Jamal Strawn, D'Angelo Strawn? Anybody? Lord of mercy. How about Wade Watson in Bain and Grantstown? I could tell you Watson participates. I know that. So in the parliament, I don't know what he's doing on the ground down there in his constituency, but I know he's active. If you're calling me now, I am on the show. I can't take a call now. And I can't listen to recording now. I can't right now on the show. So we would get a nice because I know how often I've seen him. Whether you agree with him or disagree with him, he's a participant in the House. How about Mikhail Bonamy, Mount Moriah? No one, nothing. Boy, this ain't good. Come on, man. Nobody? All right. How about Shenandoah Cartwright, St. Barnabas? Well, I could tell you he's active in House of Assembly for sure. And he's definitely active in his constituency. Again, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, he's active on both fronts, and so I could give him a nice sense of nobody else speaking to it. How about Adrian Gibson? Adrian Gibson from Long Island, Shenandoah and St. Barnabas. Adrian Gibson, how about Adrian Gibson? Say, call the numbers for the show. The numbers for the show are 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259. But those are the numbers for the show. So Adrian Gibson gets a naughty. Why? I can tell you one thing. He is active in the House of Assembly for sure. I don't know what his situation is in Long Island. He's certainly a participant in the debates in the House of Assembly. So if I'm being consistent, he'd have to get a nice on that basis. Accusations have nothing to do with his participation as a member of parliament. Let's stay on top. Is he active in the House of Assembly, participating in debates, voting on bills? Is he active in his constituency? That's what a member of parliament does. All right, so that person says he has to go. He's nice. Okay, good. That's what I'm talking about. We staying on record. Wannabe gets nothing. I saw nothing for him. Nobody's commented. How about Iram Lewis in Central Grand Bahama? Now, I cannot speak for Iram because I really do not myself recall much of his debate or not, but I just could have been, they could have been bad days for me. So I don't know. But Iram Lewis, this text says, my parents live in South Beach, and anyone that knows about South Beach, it is not a sure seat. If you're not working, in my opinion, he is better than the last MP. Okay, so the South Beach, you're saying, should get a nice. That's a Bacchus rule. So Bacchus rule should get a nice. Okay, all right. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. Very interesting, very nice show. And a quote from John F. Kennedy, ask not what you can ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. You know, I just smile when I hear people call and they're complaining about the MPs not doing this, not doing that. One suggestion I would make, why persons don't form a committee to assist their MPs, because I know perhaps some of them hands are full, and you just can't pull down a man if something for an isolated incident in the situation with Pete Bell. You just can't say, he needs to resign, he needs to be fired.
But we didn't.
You should have a one-on-one with him and talk to him about it first, you know.
But what I want to say,
I was amazed. That's why I'm calling in. I was in my kitchen cooking, and I heard this music playing outside, and there it was, Jamal Strawn giving out gifts and letting people know, wishing him the best for the Christmas holiday. And actually, I am not in his constituency. I am, where I live in Seabreeze, across the street from me, is Nassau Village.
Nassau Village, okay.
And I am just across the street. And I've been following him. He's doing an awesome job. He gave me a gift. And I'm going to wear it on my hand tonight when I go to... I support the PLP, and I have good friends on both sides of the divide. But I live in Seabreeze, but I'm going to drive all the way to the tree lighting ceremony for the Kalani constituency this evening. And another thing I want to say, Lisa Rumming, she's doing an awesome job. And her Excellency, Leslie Miller-Bryce, she is doing a wonderful job. I have been following her. In fact, I knew her from a little child growing up because her family and I went to the same church. She's doing very well. And Fred Mitchell is doing good, too. He's anytime I go to a funeral in Fox Hill, he's there. Anytime I go to a wedding, he's there. So a lot of people don't really know what's going on. We need to stop complaining and work along with our MPs to make our constituency better. I am doing some volunteer work with the British Legion and helping those less fortunate people out there. People always call just complaining. What are you doing to help to make the Bahamas a better place to live?
Okay.
Let me hear some good suggestions.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. In fairness to people today, though, we're grading people. So we're grading you. So you can say nice or naughty. So that's the grade today. Most people haven't actually really been pulling anybody down per se. When we give them the criteria, you're talking about MP, but they correct themselves. So I don't know. I'm not sure that was really something that people were doing today. All right. But we're grading today. I mean, we're assessing today. So you could say nice or naughty. That's I did that. I set that up. So we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi. Go ahead, caller. Okay. We missed them. So say Petty and Sweeting, naughty. Petty and Sweeting are naughty, according to this texter. So Sweeting, who got a nice earlier, gets a naughty now. And Petty as well. Petty is which constituency? I don't know. Petty? Which constituency is Petty? All right, let's go. We gone down the list. So if Aram Lewis, nobody. Petty. Sylvanus Petty. Yes, Petty is North Eleuthera. And Sylvanus Petty, North Eleuthera. All right. So he gets a naughty so far. All right. Let's continue down our list here. This is the government list now. This ain't my list. Leroy Major. How about Leroy Major? Yeah, somebody said naughty Lucha. That's Petty. Yeah. Leroy Major. Nobody. This text says Southern Shores MP is naughty. I have never heard of him in Parliament. I have never seen him in the area. I don't know who he is. Southern Shores is Leroy. Oh, I just assessed Leroy Major. I was just talking about him. Leroy Major. He gets a naughty. He gets a naughty from that text. Let's get these texts here. This text says, say, Langa me and Mamara, you don't know the Bahamas, say, and you all been college, but man, you talking stupidness, man. you give people no information, and then you can tell people who know what. I don't live everywhere in the Bahamas. I could call places in Freeport right now. You have no idea where it is. No idea. Where Bruce Lane? Say, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I don't recognize a lot of the MP names that you are calling. I could see that. I could see that, which means that they are not elevating their profiles in the House of Assembly. And they say, well, maybe the news ain't covering me. Well, maybe you got to say some things that the news could cover you, right? But it is true. Some of these folks, their profile is not elevating to the extent that maybe outside of their constituencies, people know them. Sometimes in their constituencies, people don't know them. If you're young, you're new, you know, you gotta make a presence for yourself, right? You gotta let people know I'm here. Let your constituents know I'm in the House of Assembly and I'm gonna be speaking. Send them a voice note. Send them a flyer. These days you got WhatsApp and social media. So send them something. Say, listen, I'm speaking at 2:49. Find out when you can speak so people could know. Say, naughty for Bray because he's continued this practice of not knowing anything about critical matters. Naughty for constituents who give representatives, and nice for giving out chicken and bear. Nice for Pia Glover because she, by appearances, looks to be doing a good job of cleaning up outstanding matters at her ministry. Well, we are not giving naughty or nice on the basis of what you do for you as a minister. We're giving on the basis of what you do as an MP. Says, as an MP, Dr. Davis, Dr. Minnis, nice, but please don't return as PM. Okay, so Dr. Minnis gets a nice as MP. Nice so far. All right. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going down the naughty or nice list for MPs. We'll be back after this break.
Wednesday, every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Cavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Back Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, where we have been assigning MPs to the naughty or nice list. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 of the 40 MPs have registered. And of those who have registered, only of the 30 who have registered today, only 1, 2, 3, 4 have gotten, 5 have gotten only naughty. All the other 25 have gotten nice or are nice and a naughty. All right? So far. So let's finish going down the list. So we got Dr. Minish just a minute ago. Michael Pintard. How about Michael Pintard? Anybody, Michael Pintard? Naughty or nice? Michael Pintard, naughty or nice? Well, I could speak for Michael Pintard to the extent that, listen, he's very active in the House of Assembly. No question about that. And he is very active in his constituency. Why? I don't know. How do I know? I'm in it. Right? I get his notices. I see his events. And so I just happen to know that one. And I know he's very active in the House of Assembly. Okay. See, this text says he's nice to energize the bunny. All right. How about James Crazy Thompson? James Crazy Thompson said this is another nice for Pintard. Mavis Cawley. Well, that's a different message. Sorry about that. It is a different message from you. How about James Crazy Thompson, folk? Crazy gets a nice, says this texter. Crazy Thompson gets a nice. I happen to know this one, too. I know he's very active in the House of Assembly. Very active in the House of Assembly. As to his constituency, I cannot speak. That Texas test with Crazy Thompson, nice as well. Okay, how about? So we got Adrian White. So that's the list now. We then went down the list. So if you've got to add. You've got to add your other comments if you want, because we're done with the list. 10 members of parliament, we had no comment on one way or the other. But according to y'all, I mean those of you who said something, most of these MPs are on the nice list. Now, of course, you were using my criteria, which is active in the House of Assembly, you know, that is participating in the debates, voting on the bills, present, and then, active in your constituency. So, you know, that might have been a little bit of a constraint for some of you, because I know we tend to have a little broader perceptions of members of parliament than that. That's the list so far. I know around this time, a lot of members of parliament are busy doing children's Christmas parties, putting packages together for elderly and old people. Very few of them will do that turkey and ham business. I can't see any. I don't know of any doing it this time around, but a turkey and ham scenario for most members of parliament who would do it is about $30,000 a pop. Do you hear me? You say, Shivago, you mean that? Okay. How many people in the constituency? 5,000 plus thereabouts, right? If a member of parliament sought to give every voter, not how many people in the constituency, how many voters in a constituency? If a member of parliament sought to give every voter a turkey, and I'm going to be modest. I'm going to be modest and say they give you them little small, tiny turkeys, cost them $20 a piece. Then they have to give out, they have to spend $100,000 to give every voter a turkey now for $20. Now, if you want to add the ham, now you got to go $25 up per person, and that would be an additional $100,000. So you're going to spend, as an MP, $200,000 on turkey and ham for Christmas. Now, typically what some of the MPs used to do, they get turkey or ham. That was back in the olden days. Then most people just stuck with turkeys, but it was $30,000 a pop. $30,000 a pop. Now, guess what? They weren't given for everybody. Most of them might buy a thousand turkeys. And that's still $30,000, right? I never, ever mess with that. I remember when I first became a member of parliament in 1997, March 1997. I went to Mr. Ingram. I said, Mr. Ingram, this is Christmas. My first Christmas that 1997. And I said, Mr. Ingram, man, these people are asking me if I giving out ham and turkey. No, don't mess with that. Ingram said to me, man, listen, I did that one time, and I still paying for it. $30,000, $40,000. And so someone says, and where's that money coming from? I say, just look at the retail turkey price, $40 wholesale, maybe 20. Maybe 20 as a bill small. I mean, I went in the food store. I saw no turkeys for under $25. None. Most were over $30. None for under $25. So where the money coming from? Y'all want me to tell y'all? Y'all don't want me to tell y'all? You want me to tell y'all? Okay. Unless there are a couple of MPs. I ain't calling nobody's name because I'm not getting nobody's business like that. There are a couple of MPs who could fund that out of their pocket, 30, 40 grand. Out their pocket. They got money. They got that kind of money. Couple of MPs. Most MPs, they're going to get some foreign or Bahamian sponsor or sponsors to give them that money. You better believe it. No, the government ain't giving them no money for that. That's not coming out of the public treasury. No, that's not coming from your constituency allowance. It's not. That money is coming from some businessman, some businesswoman, or businessman or businesswomen. Foreign or Bahamian, they're going to front that for them. That's how it's going to happen. Right? So tell me where you need to get a $35 one. You got to come to Freeport. I baked a turkey for, remember I promised the people I was going to bake a turkey for them, bomber striping when they were doing the exercise here. I baked a turkey for them. That turkey cost me under $40 for sure, but it cost more than $30 for sure. say, who buying favors for sponsors? Well, yeah, sometimes that's what it is. You know, I mean, they might, some people might really like you and do something just to help you and not expect anything in return. But sometimes they expect later on when I call on you, you wake away for me, you know. But most members of parliament are not going to do these things. And even children's parties, you get support, you get help for these things. I mean, to be honest with you, you cannot fund them out your pocket. You can't. So thankfully you have businesses and individuals who like what you're about, who you've had relationships with for a long while, and they are minded to support and help. And that's how you do it, you know? And you go and you get gifts. And let me tell you something. There are some Bahamians and their children who don't have no bridle on their tongue. None. You give them a gift, they look at that and like, this all? Huh? No thanks. No, nothing. Now, me, I used to get around that because, so my sourcing for the toys that I used to get was really a place where I could get affordable stuff that represented quality stuff. And it cost me in the end because lots of people used to come from other constituencies to come to my children's party because the gifts used to be a little bit more substantial. So I noticed and understood the Bahamian children. It's not that the gift has to be expensive, but a Bahamian child, this could be true for many children, but I can only talk about what I experienced while I was a member of parliament. Bahamian children do not like little small tiny things. Like you could give them an inexpensive, big plastic something and they'd appreciate that more than something that's very small. So you had to find a way to give them something that, I mean, they really wanted to have a sense of, wow, I got something significant, and that's what you had to do. And some members of parliament just aren't thoughtful. They're not, they don't take time to organize and plan sufficiently to be able to go to the right set of places to get stuff. And so sometimes the stuff comes across that the kids is a little something. But in any event, if you get something for free, you should be grateful, right? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Here's my list from my observations. Pintard gets a nice, so does Adrian Gibson. He's very active in the House. In his constituency, Crazy Thompson, nice. Keith Bell, naughty. Never see him in my constituency from his election. From Mr. White, Dr. Minnis, nice. Vaughn Miller, Dr. Darvall, naughty. Cannot see any results from their ministries. But not, we're not talking about their ministries. We're talking about them as members of parliament, though. So remember, say the hospital is in shambles. Mr. McIntosh, naughty. Okay. Got you. Say, I must make plenty of money so you can sponsor my stuff when I run. You got it. That's what I'm working on. I am not greedy to be rich. I am not. And I do not envy people who are rich. I don't think people who are rich are evil and terrible people. But making money make good sense. Where do you win all those assembly? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. And then when we come back, we wrap up. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You marched the car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me, marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Olang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We were talking about MPs who got on the naughty list, who got on the nice list, and all that kind of stuff. Actually, I think most MPs should be very pleased today. I mean, we didn't hear from a lot of people, but the people who we heard from most, and the people who we heard from, you know, I consider these people to be thoughtful people too, many of them. MPs should be happy. Y'all better get that show where these people was talking about what they need done between now and next year and Christmas though. Can I tell you all that my experience as a member, can I be honest with you all about my experience as a member of parliament around Christmas time? Or should I shut my mouth? Not say anything about that. Y'all want to hear what my experience was? So I represented two constituencies, Marco City and Fort Charlotte first, Marco City next. And My Christmas experience as a member of parliament was generally pleasant, but tough. I mean, demanding. Really, really, really. Honestly, it was demanding. So I made it a point to always have a children's Christmas party. So when Mr. Ingram told me about that, I'm going to take your business and avoiding that, he did say to me, he said, you know, do a nice children's Christmas party, and maybe if you need to do something for some of the elderly people, you could do that too. So in Fort Charlotte, I always did my children's Christmas parties. We used to do it right there on Nassau Street by the police station on the basketball court, right there by the courts. And what I would do is we'd do maybe 100, 150 packages of food for elderly people in the area. I did not say, only take this to F&M's, only take it to PLP. I wasn't stupid enough to not be sure that F&M elderly supporters get them. Okay, I wasn't that stupid. But I wasn't somebody who was simply saying, only take it to F&M's. So I would do that. Again, demanding though, you know, because it's not just that you have to pay for these things or find the funding for these things. But you have to go and organize, you have to go and, you know, ensure that all the resources were together. Your team used to come together to package up everything, to sort the gifts between boys and girls, boys under seven, girls under seven, boys under 12, between 7 and 12, because they have different desires. And then you have the low teens, because beyond that, you can't really get toys for these kids, right? And so then you had to go plan all the food and all that kind of stuff. And it was demanding. And then even beyond that, around Christmas time, things got particularly hectic because people started feeling their desperation where they had it even more. People who didn't have jobs, who didn't have means, who had challenges, financial challenges, then you would hear from them because they wanted to get. I'll never forget one time in Marco City, a lady came to me. Listen to me, folks. Listen to this. A lady came to me, saw me downtown Freeport, at 2:30. I think it was around about that, on Christmas Eve. Right? It may have been a little earlier. Guess what she had? She had a circumstance in which her light was off, her power. And she said, Mr. Lang, can you help me, please? Christmas Eve? Like, how do you, I didn't even know if the power company was open then to be able to help her. Anyway, man, listen, so I'm with my family, you know, I'm sure. Get the last minute stuff in, you know? But jump into action, do what I have to do. Save the day. And that happens, that happens. So it becomes hectic. So I decided to do something. So I decided that I was going to do everything for my constituency I could, up to a certain point near Christmas, maybe 2, 3, or 4, or 5 days before Christmas. I had everything done, everything I could. And guess what I did? If I was in Grand Bahama, I left the island. If I was in New Providence, I left the island for Christmas. So I could commit and dedicate that time to my family, since everybody enjoyed it that way. And so it could be very hectic, but I generally enjoyed it. Most people I found were reasonable, but some people, well, were not good. Some people were tough, man. And people could wake you right up, right? So let me tell you all the experience I had. So I did my, you know, we do Christmas cards. Every Christmas we try and do Christmas cards, send on the consistency. Just as we did things for Mother's Day, we did things for Father's Day. I saw somebody the other day wearing a Father's Day cap of mine that says MC Dad. That was the first set of caps I did. Beige caps that said MC Dad. And then Marco City Dad. And this years later, somebody was still wearing that cap. But I do cards. So I did a family photo on a card that said Merry Christmas. Man, you know what I heard? I heard my people came back to me. Some people saying, oh, yeah, look at him and his family looking so nice, and people around here suffering. I was like, oh, my God. That's the thing. Man, did that hurt. You know what? I never did a card with my family on it again. Things can be tough, man. So, Mr. Lang, that's not an isolated situation. Times tough, it happens. It's sad, but true, people. BPL, don't play. They won't cut your light off on your birthday. So they would cut your light off on your birthday. Ain't no law against that. BPL's supposed to know your birthday. Oh, boy. That person, by the way, didn't get their light cut off for Christmas. They get their light cut off a little while before that, it seems. But, you know, Christmas coming, they were desperately trying to get it turned on. And so you do what you have to do. I think my hope is that we all come to a point of reasonableness. And I know what is. I know when your finances get tight, when your situation is difficult, you know what happens to us naturally as human beings? We get irritable. We get angry. We get sad. And we have all kinds of negative emotions. And it is not uncommon for us to project those onto other people. And the people that we tend to project them on are people who are visibly targets of our ire. Well, you are power and I am so bad off and you're not doing anything about it. So we project on them, the politicians. Oh, you're supposed to be a man of God or a woman of God and I'm in my terrible situation. So we project on the religious leaders. You're just keeping up all the money, taking all the money for yourself, making all the profits. So we project on the business people. It's not uncommon, not unusual. Your neighbor, somebody who's doing a little better than you, you project on them. Why? Because you're angry, you're frustrated. I understand that. But it takes a level of growing beyond our emotional impulses to be able to reason out, you know what? I wish that you could have done something for me. I wish and hope that, but the truth is, I can't be projecting my bad circumstances on you unless you truly are the reason that I am in it. And that's seldom the case. More often than not, we are the reason we are in the situations we're in. We make choices that put us in that situation. Not all the time, but often we do it. We have managed our finances in ways that we have managed our education in ways that we have managed our training in ways that we have managed our performance in ways that cause us in the end. But when you remember Parliament, you can be sure you're going to feel that sting. You're going to feel some of that iron. And the best you can do is what you can help with, help. What you can't seek help. What you can't seek help for, be honest. Say, bro, sis, I'd like to help. But unfortunately, I cannot. I really can't. And move on. And whatever consequences come and flow your way, they come and flow your way. Because that's life. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us today. I trust and hope you have a great evening. God spares life, real life. We'll talk to you again on tomorrow. Take care.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.